much of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
I'm ready. I'm just ready to see what's going to happen. Like I said, I just want somebody to be good to America.
All right, so polls are open until 7 o'clock across the state of Florida. You Decide 2024, and among the many pivotal races you're deciding is the race for Florida Senate. The incumbent Rick Scott against Democratic challenger Debbie Mukarsal-Powell. And in Jacksonville, actually, right now, is Senator Rick Scott in kind of his closing barnstorm message. And you did this during the gubernatorial campaigns as well. Why does Jacksonville matter for your success today, Senator?
Well, I tell you, I've won because of Jacksonville. People come out and voted for us. This is exciting. This is election day. I hope everybody goes out and votes. Here's what's on the ballot. Do you want liberty and freedom, or do you want socialism? Do you want an open border, or do you want a closed border? Do you want to have a great economy or a bad economy? Do you want full-time jobs or lose them? I mean, that's what's on the ballot. Here's what I won in my race in 10 because I talked about how we're going to make sure we turn around this economy. We've got the exact same problem at the federal level. Whether it's taxes and fees or regulation or permitting, we are losing full-time jobs. That is losing opportunity for every American right now. And this has got to stop. So we're gonna work our tail off. I'm traveling. I'm in Jacksonville. We're going to be in Orlando area. And then we're going to be in Tampa. Then we'll be back home in Naples tonight. And, you know, we're going to work really hard. And I hope everybody goes out and votes. It all depends on people voting.
Polling has shown you ahead consistently, although the margin has narrowed a bit in the average over recent. But do you feel like you can't take anything for granted despite that advantage?
Well, Rich, remember, every poll said I was going to lose in my two governor's races and my Senate race. So every poll said I was going to lose. So what we got to do is not worry about the polls. We got to go out and get our votes. And that's what we've done in all my races. We've gone out and hustled to give people a reason to vote for us, talk about the issues they care about, and that's how we've won. And I'm very optimistic we're going to win today because what you're seeing all across the state, Republicans are showing up because they know we have to have real change.
How confident are you in the early voting statistics, for example, in Duval County, where Republicans outpaced Democrats, at least registered? We don't know who they're voting for, but one could assume that many are choosing you over the Democrat in terms of the registration party affiliation.
Well, we're excited, but it all depends on who shows up today. Election day is a big day. You know, 30-35% of the vote's going to come in today, most likely. And so today will be the deciding factor. If people go out and vote, we're going to have a big win because I know people want change. I've traveled the state. I've been in every county, most counties, multiple times. Big turnouts because people want change.
Do you want to be the Senate leader going forward, assuming you win?
Absolutely. We have got to change the way the Senate works. The way it's been run is it's been a dictatorship. And think about it. We have Congress is supposed to balance a budget. All right, with the existing leadership, with McConnell and Schumer, we haven't balanced a budget. I'm on budget committee. We don't have budget meetings. We've got to protect Medicare and Social Security. We've got to close the border. We've got to fix our immigration policies. We've got to get this economy going again. So absolutely, I'm very optimistic I'm going to win because people, as I talk to Republican senators around the country, I meet with them, they want change also.
Senator Rick Scott is at Mambo's Cuban restaurant on Beach Boulevard. He's starting off the morning with some nice Cuban coffee and a little bit of food before you head south along, I-95?
Yeah. We're getting I-95 over to I-4. So, but yeah, I'm going to have some Cuban coffee. We're going to have a great start to the day. I hope everybody gets out and votes.
All right, Florida Senator Rick Scott, good luck. We'll hear from your challenger a little bit later this morning as well. Debbie Mukarsal-Powell will be checking in the 9 o'clock hour of Jacksonville's Morning News.